Would the children like to come and sit at the front? Now, I wonder, when you listen to a story, do you like the story to have a sad ending or a happy ending? Now, I think some grown-ups sometimes like films and stories to have sad endings. Actually, I do sometimes. But in our own lives, I think we tend to prefer happy endings. Well, today we celebrate the happy ending of a story because Jesus, although he was dead, is alive, as we've just been singing. Christ is risen, and we celebrate that joyful news today. But this joyful news only makes sense if we understand the rest of the story. So, on Good Friday, we thought about the sad story of Jesus' death on the cross. And we still got the hill with the three crosses on it. So we're going to think about the sad story for a little bit first. Would somebody like to stand up and hold my sad face? Would you like to do that, Christiana? Can you hold it up really high so everyone can see the sad face? Okay, so on Friday, we remembered how Jesus was stripped and beaten. He was cruelly laughed at. He was tortured and nailed to a cross. We've got three crosses there. Do you know why we've got three crosses? Who can tell me why we've got three crosses? Aidan. Two criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Criminals who'd done lots of bad things, although Jesus had done nothing wrong. And we wondered on Friday, what did Jesus think about all those people who were cruelly laughing at him, torturing him and killing him? Did he hate them? Did he hate them? What do you think, Samuel? No? No, what? He didn't hate them. He loved them, and he even prayed to God for them. And who can remember what he prayed on the cross? I think, Leo, you said it so nicely on Friday. So would you like to hold this up? Because you remembered on Friday for us. Father, forgive them. Now, I said on Friday, we don't call it Bad Friday, do we? It's a sad story. We don't call it Bad Friday. What do we call it? We call it Good Friday. Would you like to hold this up for us? Can you hold that? It says Good Friday. There we go. Good Friday. Because Jesus died on the cross for us to show us how much God loves us. Jesus said yes to God, and God says yes to us to forgive us and give us a new start. In him, he takes all the sin, the messed up, painful things of the world and of our own hearts onto himself. So it's Good Friday, but it's still a sad story because Jesus died on the cross and then his body was put into the tomb. So if you can give me these back and then we'll move to the tomb because that's what we're thinking about today. So if you'd like to have a look at the tomb here, you can come a bit nearer if you like. This is the garden, and this is the tomb made out of rock here. And we're thinking about today how Mary came very early in the morning to anoint the body, the dead body of Jesus, with special spices. But she found it was all different than what she expected when she got there. Now, those of you on Friday, what can you see that's different? Leo. Well, look, for a start, yeah, this was here, wasn't there? There was a big rock closing the tomb there, a big stone, and that stone has been moved. Now, is there anything in the tomb? Anyone like go and have a look? What's in there? Anything in there? Do you want to go have a look?
Something white.
Okay. You try and see if you can get it out then. Do you want to get it out? Anyone get it out? Go on, Samuel, you get it out. Samuel, what is it? A tissue. It's some white cloth. It's some white cloth. In fact, there's two white cloths. Can you see there? What do you think they are?
Two white cloths.
Well, what we did on Friday, Jemima very, very gently put into the tomb a wrapped up body in white cloth. It was tied at the head and the feet and put it into the tomb. But now we've got two white cloths with nothing inside. We've got a small one that was on Jesus' head, and we've got a bigger one that was on Jesus' body. But there's no body. Do you want to double check? Somebody double check there's no body inside. Do you want to have a look, Adriel? Just check. We haven't left anything else inside. There's nothing there. It's empty. There's no body. So Mary and Peter and John didn't know what it meant. They didn't really know what it meant. What did it mean that there was no body? Well, do you want to sit down and we'll think a little bit more about what it means? So, Mary didn't know what it meant. There was no body. She was weeping by the tomb. She felt sadder than ever. She was overwhelmed, in fact, with grief, because she had come to the tomb to anoint the dead body of Jesus, and she couldn't even do that. She knew she'd never see Jesus again, but at least she could do something by anointing his dead body. And now she couldn't do that because the body wasn't there. Someone had taken the body away. Things couldn't get more painful, more deadening, more hopeless than this. But then Mary sees someone just behind her, and she thinks it's the gardener. And she says, "Sir, what have you taken away his body?" Then the man speaks to her, and he says one word, one word. Do you know what that was? He says one word, and that's her name, Mary. And then she knows who it is. Who is it? Samuel? It's Jesus. Jesus is alive. Jesus is risen. And so just as she was overwhelmed with grief, now she's overwhelmed with joy. And all her deep sorrow, her painful sorrow, has turned to deep joy. She hadn't expected to see Jesus alive, so she hadn't recognized him. But when he says her name, she knows it's Jesus, the one who truly knows her and truly loves her. And he knows and loves each one of us too, and calls us by name. Now, when the risen Jesus speaks tenderly to Mary, what she wants to do is to throw her arms around him and hug him for joy, which I'm sure is what we would want to do too. But he tells her not to hold on to him, not to cling on to him. Perhaps Mary thought that everything would now go back to how it had been before. She and all the other disciples would spend time with Jesus in just the same way as they had in the past. They could carry on just as if Jesus had never died. But it's not going to be like that, because something different has happened. Remember, I asked you at the beginning whether you like stories with sad endings or happy endings. And I said that today's is a happy ending because Jesus is alive. But actually, it's not a happy ending because it's not an ending at all. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. Now that Jesus is alive, it doesn't cancel out his death on the cross and make things just as they were before. No, Jesus' death and resurrection together have changed everything. This is not a happy ending to an old story. This is a joyful new beginning to a new story. And this new story is not just about Jesus, it's about us as well. Jesus has taken on himself the sin and sadness, darkness, pain and death so that we can have new life in him. A new life in relationship to God, our Father. Jesus tells Mary to go and tell his other friends that he is returning to my Father and your Father, my God and your God. We can now call God our Father in the same way that Jesus did. Jesus draws us into his relationship with the Father. And our life and Jesus' life are joined together. They are intertwined together, as we heard in our second reading from Colossians. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Christ is our life. Jesus' story is now our story. And because he is risen, we too are raised to life. And we can all be drawn in to this new story, whether we're old or young. The risen Jesus calls each of us by name to know his love and be drawn into his life. It's a story where we can all encounter Jesus for ourselves, and it's a story we're called to follow Jesus together and to grow more like him. But it's not just a personal story. It's a big story. It's a huge story because it's much bigger than you or me. And it's more than about human beings, because this is the beginning of a new creation. Jesus' resurrection is the promise that in the end, all things will be made new, and there will be a new heavens and a new earth. Then there will truly be a happy ending. When death will be no more and God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. But there's a little way to go before that final happy ending. We know that there are still sad, painful, and dark things in our world and in our own lives. But we are already drawn into that joyful new story of Jesus' death and resurrection. And we celebrate that story every Sunday when we come to the Lord's table to receive the bread and the wine. The final happy ending, the fulfillment of that story, is still to come. But today we celebrate the joyful beginning of that story. Now, as I come to the end of this talk, I just want the children to help me one more time. So, could three of you stand over here and hold up these again? Would you like to hold the sad face up, Declan? You want to hold this one up? Just stand up and hold it. Yep. There we go. Christiana, thank you very much. Okay, who'd like to hold the happy face? Want to hold the happy face? Stand up with it. There we go. Stand. Oh, wrong way around. There we go. Stand as high as you can. And I'm just going to stand here. Today we remember that the events of Good Friday and Easter Sunday belong together, that these events are right at the center of our faith. We remember on Good Friday that Jesus died on the cross and that God took the sin and pain of our world upon himself so that we might know his love and forgiveness. And we celebrate today on Easter Sunday that Christ is risen and there is a whole new beginning, the beginning of a new story for us and for the whole world. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.